Hello and welcome to Pow Wow with me, Rowena Crean.
And with me, Charlotte Scullin.
Pow Wow is a discussion forum facilitated by the Rotherham Youth Project and its Young Embedded Advisors. So welcome, Charlotte. Today I'd really like to talk about voice and influence in particular. At the minute I've got a placement with the consortium and I'm looking at the principles that the consortium agreed to in February, which the Rotherham Council, the voice and influence team sort of provided. And it's kind of looking at implementing them into the consortium and into its individual member organisations. But as part of sort of an audit that I've been doing and an engagement strategy, I've sort of encompassed all good practice guidelines, which includes Roger Hart's ladder of participation, and it's really looking at that in terms of from beginning to start of getting to good voice and influence. So it might be worth us, you know, just what, you know, the ladder of participation that Roger Hart.
Yeah, I think it's a really useful tool, particularly just because you can see the ladder and see where you can next move to. With a lot of voice and influence principles and charters, the different best practice guidelines, but whereas Roger Hart, you can identify which part on the ladder you are and how to move up higher. At the bottom you've got manipulation, right up to shared decisions and with children, young people and adults. And it's really important as well with voice and influence that a lot of people think it's just children and people having their say, but it's not. It's about everyone working together and sharing those decisions. I think it's really key as well with voice and influence about working together and mutual respect for everyone.
Yeah, I think, and as well the Rotherham Youth Project kind of have put that into our toolkit, really, haven't we, about the ladder of participation and different elements of it. And is it? It's 1 to 3, isn't it? At the beginning, that's actual not participation, which is the manipulation, and the tokenism. They're the kind of the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
They're not participation at all.
No. And I think as well it's important to recognise that as part of voice and influence that manipulation is a key point, because that is something you're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
There's no point ignoring that it exists. It's about recognising it and making sure that it isn't something that's in your organisation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, the reason that I came to kind of the principle that I kind of thought underpinned everything was informing children, young people. And on the ladder of participation, as you know, the Roger Hart one, it was kind of like, it came kind of from the idea of we start off with the manipulation, the tokenism, and that's not participation, but it's about how we get from there. And I'm not necessarily saying that everybody is there, but we start from the beginning, start from the scratch. It's about from getting from there up to the top of the ladder, up to the best example of voice and influence, and really how we start, how do we get there.
I think so. I think that's why it's so important to have, like you were saying, to work from all the documents